What we need to do now, 1. Don't compromise on school safety. We have to stop the spread of COVID. The points agreed by an emergency meeting of the NHS National Health and Safety CV19 group on the 6th of January are a good starting point. They include: minimum 2 meter social distancing in classrooms to sufficiently reduce pupil numbers. Specific maximum numbers will depend on the size and type of rooms and workplaces. However, during the spring 2020 lockdown, a maximum 10% of normal pupil/staff capacity was recommended. The new variant is significantly more transmissible. Where lateral flow testing centers are set up, negative results should not change any existing isolation measures, since they may be false negatives. Clinically extremely vulnerable and clinically vulnerable members and pregnant staff should work from home, as well as those living with clinically extremely vulnerable family members. Rooms must be well ventilated with extra heaters provided if necessary. Every staff member should be allowed to deliver remote learning from home, and numbers in school should be kept to absolute minimum. All staff work should be workload impact risk assessed, and staff workload overall managed appropriately. 2. Get ballot ready for action to defend health, safety, welfare and workload. New branch officers have been advised that, if workplaces are unsafe, then Section 44 still applies. If your workplace is unsafe, urgently seek advice on the wording of a letter to submit to assert your rights to a safe workplace. Union groups should also request urgent school or employer-wide ballots for strike and non-strike action over safety and workload. Union branch officers have been assured that these will be organized on as rapid a timescale as possible, although government laws mean that the ballot process will still take over a month. Urgently request membership lists and check members' home addresses to be as ballot ready as possible. This is vital to maximize turnout. Cover to meet emergency needs during strike action should be agreed in each case. 3. Declare a national dispute with the government and build a national ballot. The New Year U-turn was won because we acted together across the NHS as a whole. The problems we still face remain ones that, above all, the government needs to resolve. That's why we think the union should demand the government negotiates a national COVID conditions agreement that protects safety and workload for all staff. If the government refuses to negotiate an acceptable agreement, unions should declare a national dispute and build an urgent national ballot for action.